When you do your grocery shopping, do you ever wonder where your fruit and veggies come from? Maybe you assume they're from a farm far, far away, but have you ever wondered if it's actually possible to farm in Sydney? The answer may surprise you. In Australia's largest city, farming certainly isn't the first thing that comes to mind. Yet scattered throughout Sydney, there are hydroponic farms, growing so much of the produce that we consume daily. That said, most people have never heard of hydroponics.
Have you ever heard of hydroponic farming?
No.
Hydro what?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't.
Dr. Kim Yan Fantian is a horticultural lecturer and researcher at the University of Sydney. She explains the farming process.
It's a production system that is outside of the soil, and there's a couple of different ways this is done. There's something called a nutrient film technique, so the plant roots are kind of dangling in a thin layer of water or nutrient solution. But there are other systems where media is used. It's just not soil. So it might be something, for example, like a rock wool or some other media that gives the plant something to anchor itself in, but it's not a soil.
Shana Colthart is the head of marketing for Hydro Produce, a hydroponic farm based in Silverwater in Sydney's west.
Hydroponics adds such great value, I think to the whole offer of what customers get. I think there's so much value in the environmental positives around it. It uses 10% of the water that it would take to grow the same crop in soil. It takes probably 10 times the land size to grow again the same volume. So for some things, especially things like your nice fancy lettuce varieties or your herbs, kale is another thing that we grow hydroponically. It ticks all the boxes. I think if you can get something to grow hydroponically, it's just beneficial for the customer, it's beneficial for the environment. And the produce that you get, it's clean, it's sweet, it's soft, it's not affected by those elements that you are at risk from every day and you take a gamble with, which is Mother Nature on the outside.
Sydney represents a great opportunity to hydroponic farmers. Small land spaces work very favourably when it comes to vegetables and fruit that are densely grown this way. Also, 80% of Sydney's water comes from Warragamba Dam, meaning, for the moment at least, water is in full supply. However, land prices are a massive issue, understandably, in one of the most expensive cities in the world.
It's a hard one because land in Sydney is scarce, and if growers can't get prices that are sustainable long term, and you've got a developer knocking on your door and wanting to pay you a substantial amount of money, and you don't have the next generation coming through to take over your farm, yeah, a lot of people sell up. I can't see farming in Sydney growing, but I hope that it sustains its level because I think it's really nice and quite unique for a city to have a farming basin, a farming body. And hydroponics is brilliant for Sydney and Sydney basin growers because of the space restrictions. So you can have a hydroponic setup on a small acreage or a small area. And I think that that's where there's opportunity for a unique kind of local offer to continue to grow.
Robert Denastasi has a 2.5-hectare hydroponic lettuce farm in Glenorie. He too has felt the hardships of operating a Sydney farm.
It's very hard. Our costs have gone up and our profits are getting squeezed more and more and more each day. So we're looking at new ways. We're ready to turn our whole farm into solar in the next couple of weeks just to save money on our power bill. Our power bill used to be like $4,000 a quarter. Now our power bill is $9,500 a month.
What Kim, Shana and Robert all agree poses the biggest threat and is causing the most damage to hydroponic farmers is convenience shopping.
What kind of prepackaged fruit and vegetables do you buy?
Broccoli, berries and a lot of baby spinach and lettuce kind of thing.
Carrot sticks and sometimes lettuce.
What prepackaged vegetables do you buy?
I buy prepackaged spinach and probably green beans.
Lettuce and some frozen vegetables.
Lettuce, sweet potatoes and peas.
People's shopping habits have changed dramatically in the last 10 years. A lot of people shop for convenience. People don't buy a whole cauliflower or a whole cabbage anymore. They buy the pre-mixed stuff where they open up the bag and it's made by some processor. We're losing a lot of business to these people.
Shana echoes those concerns.
You basically are seeing zero growth in our category in terms of whole head lettuce. And when you look at a pre-packed offer, it's growing 10% year on year. And that's a fact that's come out of, you know, Nielsen. And that's something that's, you know, it's very evident that there's a very big pull towards that. So, yeah, so I guess it's for us, we've got a bit of a journey to do to, you know, reignite some interest around what we do and the benefits of it.
One thing that could affect the hydroponic market and help our local farmers is being granted organic certification. The main argument against hydroponics seems to be because it's grown without soil and in a glasshouse, it's unnatural. However, the controlled and protected glasshouse environment means that very few chemicals are used, pests can be managed with very little interference, and whilst Mother Nature still governs crop growth, she doesn't bring harm. What's more, when you buy a hydroponic lettuce, the root ball is still attached, meaning it's actually a living vegetable.
What does boom is health foods like superfoods, like your beetroots and your baby bok choy, and it's publicised to say, oh, these are superfoods. Those farmers do very well because everyone goes to the store and buys that.
Whilst 100% of New South Wales has been in drought, Sydney's hydroponic crops are not only booming but are in oversupply.
I mean, there's been no rain, so growing conditions at the moment have been very, very good. So with conditions being so very good, everyone's got stock, everyone's got supply, and we've actually got oversupply in the market.
Drought makes everybody, I guess, reevaluate how they do things, and that's what natural disasters do. You know, how can we prevent this from happening? What's our risk management strategy going forward? Water's a really hard one, obviously, and, you know, it's heartbreaking to see that there's a lot of people out there really struggling when it comes to ensuring that their farms have water. But definitely hydroponics, as I said, it uses recycled water systems, and that's part of the benefit, a huge part of the benefit. If only we could do all farming that way.
So, somewhat surprisingly, farming is not only possible in Sydney, but it's successful. Next time you're grocery shopping, take a moment to ask where your fruit and veggies came from. They might be from a fellow Sydney-sider. This has been Seeking Sydney. If you have a question that you'd like us to answer, please get in touch at 2scr.com/seekingsydney.